Navadvip before Nimai's advent. In Satyayug, near the banks of river Ganges, Sadanan asks his father Gautam Rishi, "Please instruct me about the various Yuga avatars, especially in Kali Yuga." Gautam Rishi replies, "At the end of Dwapar Yuga, Mother Earth, distressed due to sinful activities of mankind, takes the form of a cow and approaches Lord Brahma and pleads before him to find a way to relieve her burden. Lord Brahma, along with the demigods and Mother Earth, comes to Lord Vishnu to express Mother Earth's distress. They hear Lord's divine voice from the milk ocean. 'Dear demigods, do not worry. I have planned a beautiful munificent avatar of a devotee for the purpose of establishing Yuga Dharma of Nam Sankirtan. I will appear as the son of Mother Sachi.' Lord Vishnu further says, 'Dear demigods, you must go there before me and take birth as devotees to assist me in my pastime to deliver the fallen souls. There are different dharmas in different ages. In Satyug, Dhyan; Treta Yug, performance of Yajnas; Dwapar Yug, deity worship; and Kali Yug, Sankirtan Yajna.' In Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Nimi inquires from the Nav Yogendras about the Yuga avatars. They reply, 'In Kali Yug, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting of the holy name. The incarnation of Godhead in this age is golden in complexion, and his weapon is Harinam.' Anticipating the advent of the Lord, the town of Nadia, favored by Goddess Lakshmi, grew very prosperous, but the inhabitants became materialistic and extremely proud. Nadia was a sitting place of scholars. Students freely debated in Nyaya and Tarka Shastras, but nobody knew the purpose of scriptural studies, love of God. People were more interested in yoga and yajna for advancement in mental faculties and physical health. This was the beginning of Kali Yuga, which brought in many immoral activities like drinking wine, meat eating, and prostitution. The only religious activity was worship of Goddess Durga and other demigods. Some worshipped Vasuti, the goddess identified with Chandi. Some worshipped Goddess Chandi, and others arrogantly worshipped Manasa, the king of snakes. Some married and worshipped dolls. The Chakravartis, Mishras, Bhattacharya taught Bhagavad Gita, but it was devoid of proper conclusion, selfless love for Krishna. The activities of Brahmanas were contrary to the preachings of scriptural injunctions. People spent lavishly in marriages of their children, but nowhere Lord Krishna's name was ever heard. This saddened the Vaishnavas very much. When they asked other people to chant the name of the Lord, they were laughed at by making funny rhymes to ridicule them. Seeing the people least interested in the holy name of Krishna, devotees continued to take regular bath in Ganga, practicing devotional service quietly within themselves. They shared 6 symptoms of loving exchanges with each other. The foremost among Vaishnavas was Advaita Acharya. His devotion to Krishna was the best in the 3 worlds. He worshipped Lord Krishna with tulsi leaves and Ganga water and proclaimed that only when the Lord descends can he boast to be an incarnation of Mahavishnu and sing and dance in joy. Lord Chaitanya appeared because of Advaitacharya's plea, and he often repeated this fact. His intense attachment for Lord Krishna made him resound in exaltation, and the sound penetrated the coverings of the material world, passing the abode of Lord Brahma to enter Goloka. Sri Advaitacharya joined the community of Vaishnavas in an attempt to make people Krishna conscious, but they only taunted and laughed back at them. Grief-stricken due to people's suffering, Sri Advaitacharya began fasting, All the Vaishnavas sighed deeply at the situation. At evenings, Srivas Thakur and his three brothers would loudly sing the holy name of the Lord. This angered the atheistic envious neighbors who pronounced them mad. The tyrannical Muslim rulers would tear the village apart if they heard people loudly chanting Lord's names. The Muslims threatened, "If they do not stop this madness of chanting Hari Bol, we will break their house and float it down the Ganga. Only if they leave will Nadia be a peaceful place again." When the Vaishnavas heard these threats, they simply wept. Sri Advaitacharya burnt with rage and said, "I will personally make Lord Krishna appear before everyone's eyes to liberate the fallen conditioned souls. Along with you Vaishnavas, he will teach the atheists love of God. If I fail to do so, I shall manifest my four-handed form and take up the disc and sever the head of all atheists." The whole of Nadia was full of superstitious renunciates and hermits, but not a single name of God ever escaped their mouths. Even the most pious in the society were seen repeating the names of Lord Govinda or Pundarikaksha only once at the time of abduction. The demigods are not pleased with activities that fail to satisfy their supreme Lord Krishna. Hence, they were unhappy too. In Brihad Sahasranam Stotra, Lord Shiva affirms, "They who do not wholeheartedly take shelter of Lord Vishnu, the master of all demigods, do not attain the auspicious condition of life." Yamraj says to the Yamdutas, "Do not bring to me the devotees of Lord Vishnu, as I am unqualified to even touch them, because they are protected by the club of the Lord." Lord Brahma prays to Lord Krishna in Brahma Samhita, "I adore the primal Lord Govinda, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesha upon the pair of Tumuli, protruding from his elephant head, in order to obtain power for his function of destroying all the obstacles in the path of progress of the three worlds." We all know Lord Rudra gets inimical even with his devotees if they do not surrender to Lord Hari. Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but because of being inimical to Lord Ram, Lord Shiva teamed up with Lord Ram and burnt up all benedictions in the form of Lanka. All demigods in the form of monkeys joined Lord Ram. Wherever the Vaishnavas went, they saw godlessness. The people burning in the fire of sense gratification. They drowned in the endless tumult of singing, dancing, music, their ears deaf to the nectarine call of the auspicious name of Lord Krishna. Struck with grief at the sight of godless society, some contemplated leaving their bodies, while others sobbed, some lost appetite. They renounced all material comforts. Meanwhile, the Supreme Lord made preparations to descend to the material world. Lord Krishna said, "My devotees are in great distress. It is time for me to incarnate as a confidential devotee. You must all descend before me. Some of you will have to take birth in impious families with impious habits. We shall all meet at Nadia. But remember, this is a great secret." In the village of Ekachakra in the Radhadesh district of Bengal, the Supreme Lord Nityanand, incarnation of Balram, appeared. He is the Supreme Father of all living entities. He appeared as the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, who were both pure devotees. Lord Nityanand's appearance in the land of Radhadesh gradually increased the district's fortune in every respect. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra in Navadvip. Jagannath Mishra was just like Vasudev or Nand. He possessed the best of qualities. His wife, Srimati Sachi Devi, was a universal mother. Sachi Devi's 8 daughters passed away. She was left with one greatly fortunate son, Vishwaroop, who was the same category as Lord Balaram. He was a source of great joy to his parents. From his very birth, he was very renounced and master different scriptures. When the Lord appeared in the womb of Sachi Mata, all the demigods came to Nadia to offer their prayers. On the full moon night of month of Falgun, Lord made his appearance, accompanied by the congregational chanting of the holy name. The moon was eclipsed by Rahu. The ocean of the holy name inundated Nadia, drowning the darkness of Kalyuga. The moon in the form of Lord Gauranga had arisen. All the 14 worlds resounded with this most amazing news. The Lord was born. Both demigods and humans danced in joy. The air resounded with the chanting of the holy names that penetrated the material universe. The demigods came to Nadia to offer their services to the Lord. Some fanned the Lord, some offered prayers, some played on the drums, and some offered prayers and obeisances. Some embraced each other in ecstasy. The Lord of their heart had ultimately arrived. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Lord Krishna in the mood and complexion of Radharani. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai!